Hello, and welcome to Life Matters, the program where we engage life issues with critical thinking and a biblical worldview. Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. We're honored to host a variety of guests within the pro-life movement, each bringing their own unique perspectives, experiences, and backgrounds. The views and opinions expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect those of Life Matters, Assure Women's Center, or our affiliates. Our goal is to foster open, thoughtful dialogue around life-affirming issues and equip listeners to stand for life.
Welcome to Life Matters, where we engage in open dialogue on complex and important life issues, equipping Christians to discuss these topics and take meaningful action in the pro-life movement. I'm your host, Toni Clark, Executive Director of Assure Women's Center. Today, I'm joined by Sarah Louise Peterson, the Omaha and Bellevue Program Leader for Sidewalk Advocates for Life. Sarah, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. To start with, what is Sidewalk Advocates for Life?
Sidewalk Advocates for Life is peaceful, prayerful, and law-abiding. And what we do is we stand outside of the abortion facilities all across America and also Puerto Rico, Colombia, and New Mexico. We are actually international, but we're local here in Omaha and Bellevue. And we are there to encounter women and families as they come into the abortion facilities. And we want to meet them in their crisis and show them real help and honest talk and love so that we can enable them to choose life for their babies.
Good. I didn't know you guys were international. That's pretty cool.
Yes, that's somewhat recently. But I mean, you know, just like other pro-life entities like 40 Days for Life and them that are international, we've now stepped into three international countries.
Awesome. Amazing. That's great. So, Sarah, can you tell me a little about your background and how you got involved with Sidewalk Advocates for Life?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. So, I've always been pro-life, but I never, until a few years ago, thought about abortion and how horrific it is. But a few years back, I just felt God's tug on my heart about, I need to do something. I need to do something to counter this, or I need to pray. And I didn't know what was involved. And so I knew that there was a Planned Parenthood in Omaha with an EPS, Essential Pregnancy Services, right near it, because I had a friend who used to volunteer and work for EPS. So one day I found out one of my children was still in a car seat. So we're talking one of my children was still little. That's how I can time it. So I found out where EPS and Planned Parenthood were, drove my van. I figured they're not going to mind EPS and the strip mall. They're around for me to park my van for 5 minutes. And I prayed. I just prayed. And then I know it was May of 2019. I attended St. Gerald's Catholic Church for Good Friday, their Stations of the Cross. I happen to be Protestant, but I love a lot of things about the Catholic Church. And for Good Friday to see that beautiful service. Afterwards, there were a gentleman there, kind of sitting next to me, and he had this big pro-life message on his sweatshirt. And I said, sir, I really like that. That's just a wonderful message. And a gal kind of poked her head out from the other side of the pew and said, well, we're having a special training on this date at this church. You should come. And I said, okay. Well, it turned out to be Sidewalk Advocates for Life training.
Okay.
And once I saw that training and took the notes, I said, I'm in. This is it. This is what I want to do, basically. I also saw this wonderful movie called, I mean, I knew I wanted to do this advocacy. And then I saw this amazing movie called Unplanned with Abby Johnson. And that was sort of like the last check mark.
Yeah.
So my first experience was at Bellevue, which is a very dark place. Any abortion facility is. But Bellevue seems to be extra dark. And I was trained by a very, very competent and skilled advocate. And I was in. And then I was at Planned Parenthood. Things have changed over there from being in the front of the building and the back. And so I was sort of stop and start with the advocacy, especially due to having lots of things going on, including, you know, my children, having them home at the summer. But then I ended up being included with Michelle Witt, who is the former health and wellness director at EPS, and she was also the program leader for Sidewalk Advocates. So she was doing two things. One's volunteer, one's work, and that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So at one point, I was on leadership team, She sat in her office across, like we're sitting here, Tony, and she said, Sarah, would you be willing to be the program leader for sidewalk advocates here in Omaha and Bellevue? And I said, yes. Do I still get to be on the sidewalk? She said, yes. So then that's been a couple of years. I want to say it's three. And I tell you, I will never go back. It's energizing. There's difficulties.
Yeah.
But you asked about why I did this and what motivates me. I just cannot stand the thought of a baby being starved of progesterone with the chemical abortion. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the thought of a baby being dismembered. I don't want to go into too many details because it can be hard for people to hear. So if I can do something about it in the power of the Holy Spirit, then I will.
Well, thank you so much for that. For our listeners who don't know EPS is another pregnancy help organization here in Omaha that serves women who are facing unplanned pregnancies.
And under-supported pregnancies.
Absolutely, and under-supported pregnancies. So we work alongside them, and we know them well. And So, yeah, thank you for that. But what are some of the goals, your program goals, both nationally and here in Omaha?
Yes, absolutely. So what the vision that the National Sidewalk Advocates for Life and International is that they want to be peaceful, prayerful, and loving, law-abiding outreach. But the main part of the vision is that they want to be present outside every abortion and abortion referral facility in the U.S. and beyond, redirecting all to life-affirming alternatives, therefore ending abortion.
Gotcha.
So the vision is to end abortion because if we're all over the United States and those three countries, and we get gals and families to the pregnancy resource centers, because that's some of the, I mean, all over the country, there's many, there's 3,000 pregnancy resource centers, then there'll be no need for abortion.
Absolutely.
We have the workers quit.
Yeah.
There will be no need. And then the mission is to try to support the communities in sidewalk advocacy. So we do that through our trainings, which are held once every 4 to 6 weeks normally, depending on if it's the holidays. And they want to be the hands and feet of Christ and then get rid of that demand. Mm-hmm. And the way that nationally things are done, for instance, I get to go in the Celebrate Life Conference in D.C. from June 26th to 29 this summer.
Okay.
So Sidewalk Advocates for Life is partnering with Students for Life, VTIX, the VTIX Foundation, thank you, yes, and many, many more. And so that's a place you can go and learn all kinds of workshops, all things to learn and be encouraged. And then they do, like they were doing a Law and Life Summit, which is Law and Life Summit sponsored, but our president, Lauren Muzica, was going to be, and that was just a little bit up here starting May 9th in Colorado.
Okay.
So they do those kinds of bigger things. Mm-hmm. And then they'll do things like we had a training maybe a year or two ago with the president and then one of the Lauren and then Nate Robertson. They were all here in Omaha and they did the training instead of one of the program leaders facilitating.
Gotcha.
They did it live.
Nice.
And then they were out on the sidewalk on Monday. I think it was Saturday to Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these things to equip and train and encourage so that then you're on a random Tuesday up on the sidewalk and the escorts are yelling at you and calling you a protester and it's raining and you could still be encouraged. And of course, that's God encouraging you. But all of the bigger things and then the medium things and then the real boots on the ground.
Gotcha. So what does like a typical day in Omaha or anywhere look like for someone that is your shift? Like how long are your shifts? What happens during that shift? What does a typical day look like for someone that's a sidewalk advocate?
Oh, sure. So we try to pray before, during, and after.
Okay.
So that's very important. And we have prayer partners that are across the street or down along the other sidewalk further towards where cars are coming. So I'll get in my van and get there, try to make sure I have water. Then I get my literature, and we have a place inside the EPS admin building, and we'll get our literature that is pertinent to all different audiences. We'll get our gift bags. The gift bags have a resource sheet with Assure's information, Women's Care Center over on Dodge near UNO, and EPS's information, and then food shelves and the domestic violence shelter and all other kinds of wonderful free and reduced cost resources. Because remember, we give real help and honest talk. And that is in English and Spanish. And it's in this beautiful little gift bag. And we put lotion and candy and all, you know, really nice things in it. So I'll be set. I want to make sure I have my little, everybody has a different way of a bag or maybe a crossbody bag to put everything in and the cards and usually a pen to write things down. And then I'll get my blue vest, which is Sidewalk Advocacy Vest. Tells who we are and it keeps us safe in terms of a little safety strip on the back of that. And then you'll go down to the sidewalk and we do have shifts. We use Sign Up Genius.
Okay.
And we have a wonderful scheduler on our leadership team. So you can go in and see, okay, well, on this day, there's this time available. Sign up, you know, and then we know that you're on that day. And then you're down on the sidewalk. You've got your vest. You say goodbye to the person who's done with their shift. Say a quick prayer if you can. And then you're there and you're ready to go. Typically, shifts are at an hour and a half.
Okay.
But if you have a scheduling thing and you can do an hour, it's great. You can do an hour.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you asked about what the shifts are like, we always need to have at least two advocates for safety and for a witness, just in case something happens. Or we can do one prayer partner and one advocate so that prayer partner can be eyes and ears, just in case something happens.
Okay, good. So you said normally no less than two people at a time.
That's correct.
Do you ever have more than that?
We strive to. Okay. We strive to.
So what's ideally, how many would you like to have on shift?
Four in blue vests.
Four in blue vests. Okay.
Yeah, because we cover different driveways.
Gotcha.
Hey, this is Kyle with Assure Women's Center. Because of your generosity, we met our $500,000 challenge and will receive the extra $120,000 donation, making an incredible impact for life-saving work right here in our community. Thank you so much. If you missed the challenge but still want to help, your gift can still make a difference. Visit firststeptolife.com/bot to support our mission today. That's firststeptolife.com/bot. Thank you for standing with the Assure Women's Center.
So if someone is driving by and just an abortion clinic and they see you guys, they know that you all are at least peaceful.
Well, yes, they should, because there's a lot of people. 93rd Street, a lot of those people, there's apartments, there's a daycare. There's a daycare across the street.
Yeah.
And there's people going into Catholic Charities who are for the food bank or who work there. So after a while, the people, like, they'll stop and ask us. Mm-hmm. And we can give them a flyer and tell us we're here for life-affirming choices for the gals, trying to get them to not go in, you know, that kind of thing, to Planned Parenthood. And that reminds me of a story. One of our prayer partners, he was there kind of on the other edge of the sidewalk, I believe, and this lady stopped. And she motioned for him to come over and she said, listen, I need you to know that what you do matters. Mm. I need you to know that your prayers make a difference. Mm. You need to know I was pregnant and I had an abortion appointment. Mm. And because I saw all of you, because she must have driven a few different times, because I saw all of you out here praying, I canceled my abortion appointment and I wanted to choose life for my baby.
Wow. You know, I think people sometimes don't realize just how important those little nuggets of encouragement are. She probably doesn't realize that you're still sharing that story and you share that. And it just brings encouragement for those who are on the front lines. Just those words of encouragement say, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. I'm always amazed that, you know, even sometimes our patient testimonies or our patient reviews.
Oh, sure.
How much they encourage us, because we don't know, you know, unless you tell us, we don't really know. I mean, we know and we don't do things for crowns, but
that's right.
We believe that we're making a difference, but it just does. It's hugely encouraging when someone that you've served or someone that's been affected by what you do says something to encourage. I think that's really sweet.
Yeah.
So what kind of results are you seeing at our local abortion facilities? I mean, like in Lives Saved, Women's Redirected to Pregnancy Centers, well, even abortion workers impacted. You just shared a story, but how do you track those, or do you track? So just tell me something that you're seeing. What's the effect?
Oh, certainly. I'm responsible to record our saves and hopeful saves each quarter, and then I send those in to Sidewalk Advocates for Life National, and you can see the ticker on the website, and I'll tell you more about that, the total. So what I gather, I get from the people who are advocating, and they put it on. We have a group chat that's secure. So I gather all those up and total them. So if I go by quarter of 2024, and except for the first quarter, all of these numbers are combined for Bellevue and Planned Parenthood. Except the first quarter. So we had 14 active advocates in the first quarter of, this is all 2024. We had 2 babies saved, 1 hopeful saved, and we had 4 non-abortion healthcare referrals. Now, the note on that is that we refer every day. I mean, we're seeing the praises of EPS, Essential Pregnancy Services, every day. So it'd be harder to keep track of how many women go over. That'd be a little more tricky, but we probably could. So then the second, but for some reason I knew that for the first quarter, the 4 non-abortion healthcare referrals. Second quarter, we had 26 to 28 active advocates, 11 babies saved and 10 hopeful saved.
Wow.
Third quarter, 27 plus active advocates, 6 babies saved, 11 hopeful saves. Fourth quarter, 32 advocates approximately. And now we're in the 30 to 35 range this year. 3 babies saved and 4 hopeful saves in the fourth quarter. So for 2024, 22 babies saved, 23 hopeful saves, 45 babies in 2024, plus 45 moms saved from the scourge of abortion and the emotional, physical, psychological advocates. That's 90 people impacted.
Praise God. Good.
Praise God. And you might be wondering what a hopeful save is. So a save, they've gone, the couple or the gal has gone over to, this is a save for, to EPS. They've been there an hour. We want to see how long their car is. So they've had an ultrasound then, and et cetera. And so, or they say, hey, let's go, you know, and you've talked about. Or they're going over and we entrust them there to the Pregnancy Resource Center. A hopeful save is a little bit different. So say she's going to leave the abortion facility to think about it, but she's got that life-saving literature, that bag, that other literature that telling a whole bunch about what the horrible things of abortion are and how you can choose life. And then sometimes we can have that hopeful save be a save. So it's a little bit, you make the best decision you can, you pray, and then you write the numbers down. So with 45 babies last year, that's amazing. And then remember the ticker, I said, if you go to sidewalkadvocates.org, just sidewalkadvocates.org, you'll see 24,176 babies in 11 years of Sidewalk Advocates being around, the 11 years of their existence. I do want to say real quickly, Tony, you know, there are men and women who have had an abortion experience in their past. And I always want to remind them that God loves them unconditionally.
Absolutely.
And that he really wants to show his love and his grace and his forgiveness. And there's a website that has some really helpful resources. It's called supportafterabortion.com. Supportafterabortion.com. And if you're out there and you've had an abortion experience, please know that we love you. We want you to know that you're cared for. We don't judge. And that we want you to know that's love.
Absolutely. We've referenced that website as well on previous programs. And one of the reasons that we do Life Matters is, one, to encourage people to get involved in pro-life ministry, but also, too, like you said, there might be someone that's listening that has perhaps been a part or taken part in an abortion. And like you said, we just want to make sure that they hear that they can be forgiven, they can be set free, and that God forgives them. And so thank you for mentioning that as well.
Oh, sure.
Really need that. So, Sarah, what are some of the challenges that Sidewalk Advocates face, both emotionally and practically?
Yes, certainly. It's not an easy thing, but it's a doable thing. And I think one thing that we face is after you go through the training and sign the Pledge of Integrity, you get to go on the sidewalk and shadow a seasoned advocate.
Okay.
Think of it as an apprenticeship or job shadowing. And then when you feel comfortable, then you can be on the sidewalk. And of course, you're never on the sidewalk alone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. But you said emotionally. I think emotionally it is hard because most all of us have our hearts broken
yeah.
by the truth of abortion, the horrific thing that happens. Babies are dying.
Yeah.
We live in a country where we're helping children thrive
mm-hmm.
in school. We're having food banks and helping people get what they need physically and hopefully we're helping the homeless. But the most vulnerable among us, the human beings with dignity. I mean, I don't have to tell your audience how horrible abortion is, but how in the world can we in this supposedly civilized United States
mm-hmm.
slaughter our most innocent?
Yeah.
And so that emotionally, like I had two couples in one day. It's probably the worst day I've had in a while on the sidewalk. And we helped and we had, the guy was doing Spanish to his girlfriend and he didn't want to have the baby be aborted. He wanted the baby. I said, can I pray with you? We prayed and he cried and the girl would not budge.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a lot of time, we meaning one guy, one advocate had already talked with him. I talked with him. The other advocate who had helped came. And I mean, God can do anything, but if those people's hearts were, the gal's heart was, mm-hmm. you know, or her mind. And so that was emotionally hard for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
That was. Practically speaking, and emotionally, when the I don't say clinic because they're no one's getting help or health care, but the clinic or facility escorts mm-hmm. tend to yell over us. They interrupt our conversations with people who have already started one or are about to, and they yell and they call our stuff lies. They call us protesters. You could ignore them. The one gal always likes to call me a crazy lady, which is interesting. So that's emotionally a little bit. But practically speaking, I mean, you got to make sure you wear sunscreen. You got to drink water.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you bring a granola bar if you're going to be out there. Bring a granola bar if you're going to be out there for, you know, an hour and a half. Practically, just be willing to sacrifice. Like, maybe you'd love to see a movie on a Thursday afternoon
mm-hmm.
with your pals, but maybe this week it's better to be there when the gals come out and get that abortion pill reversal literature to that gal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying don't take care of yourself against the big fight. But, yeah, I think that would be.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned just the emotional trauma sometimes that you all experience. I think sometimes being on the front lines, we take that, I don't want to say take it for granted, but we don't really acknowledge how difficult it is sometimes when you know someone is going into that facility to abort their baby. We're not doing it, but we feel it because that's a human life.
Right.
And
right.
I think on the other side of that, sometimes it's really difficult for us as pro-lifers to be empathetic for those that are choosing to abort their babies. Like you said, a young man that said no and the young lady that did. I try to put myself in her position and understand why she thinks it's okay. And it doesn't make sense to me, but it gives me a point of reference for how to pray for that young lady.
Yes.
Because if she's with someone that his voice is important, and if her will is overriding the voice that's telling her to keep this baby, there has to be something else that's going on with her to help her, to make her continue down this path. And so I think for me, trying to be empathetic or put myself in their shoes gives me a better reference of how to pray for her. Is she in school? Is she thinking about she might lose a scholarship? Will her parents disown her? Those are things that I try to keep in mind as I'm praying for that young lady who is so set on having an abortion that even the guy that she's with is telling her not to and she still does. And I'm sure you guys deal with that on a regular basis.
Oh, yes. Yes. And actually, I forgot to mention, she had a little baby in a car seat. So that, 1 year, 9 months.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we look at. Yep. That, you know, if she already has a little baby, now she's thinking, how in the world am I going to handle two?
Yeah.
So those are things that we, if we know those things, we know how to pray for them, that Lord will speak to her and change her heart before she goes through what she's going through.
That's right. That's right. And to have that compassion instead of judgment.
Right.
And I felt like I had done everything I could.
Yeah.
And there's a point at which, really, you have to stop.
Absolutely.
And then it's their decision.
Absolutely.
And it's so hard. I mean, and I'm going to pray while they're in there. Will they?
Yeah.
Did somebody drop a bag? She'll pick it up. And then, so, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, wait a minute, Sarah, are you trusting God? The God of the universe created the world out of nothing.
Absolutely.
God raised Jesus from the dead. And
yes.
And he can work in their heart. And whatever happens then, you have to give it to God. I have mm-hmm. to do that several times a day on the sidewalk.
Absolutely.
Give this to God. Pray for them.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious that, Sarah, that you have a heart for ministry, what you do on the sidewalk as a sidewalk advocate. And you've given us many things to think about today. And but one thing I really appreciate is that you're on the sidewalk and you're praying for those girls that are going in. And not only are you praying for those girls that are going in, helping them to make a different choice, but you're also praying for those abortion workers as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so, which is a vital part as well. So just want to thank you so much for your commitment to life and for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you would like to reach out to Sarah, you can reach her at lifesidewalk@gmail.com for any other questions or thoughts. So thank you again for being with us. I've really enjoyed our time today.
We want to thank you for joining us on Life Matters this week. Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. To learn more about the ministry of Assure, visit firststeptolife.com. That's firststeptolife.com. There you can learn about the many services we provide, including how we come alongside abortion-minded mothers and empower women to choose life for her and her baby, as well as find our most current broadcasts and all of our past episodes. You can also find information on our website about how you can partner with us in the life-saving work of Assure. Thanks for listening to Life Matters. Join us again next week at the same time right here on Bot Radio Network.